अजानुलंबिताभुजौ कनकथावतौ संकीर्तनायकपितरौ कमलायदक्षौ विश्वंबरौ द्विजबरौ युगधारमपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ। These two beautiful prayers that we have sung were composed by Srila Lochan Das Thakur. His place we will be visiting later today, Shikanda, a very great disciple of Sri Narahari Sarakar. Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gaurachandra. These two lords, Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, are supremely kind. Sabhavatara Thara Siromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. They are the origin and essence of all avatars. The nature of their kindness is they are making available the highest perfection of the love of Vrindavan to everyone, even the Chandalas, even to the most proud, arrogant scholars, the illiterate beggars, without discriminating according to any material conceptions, they are giving out the fruits of pure love of God through such an easy process. Simply chanting, dancing, and feasting. This great benediction of Gaur Nithai should be understood with a very sincere and grateful heart. Narottam Das Thakur prayed, Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nithai. That the son of Nanda Maharaj has appeared as the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram has appeared as Lord Nityananda. The nature of their mercy, their compassion is so deep. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a beautiful conversation between Lord Chaitanya and the Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya is revealing his heart. He's feeling very, very deep, profound pain to see people suffering through the process of trying to be happy in this material world. Forgetful of the great treasure of Krishna. People are loitering in utter spiritual poverty. Their hearts are starving for spiritual love, but yet so intoxicated by the false ego that they think that they're happy. Materialistic people are envious of other materialistic people, thinking that they have more money, they have more knowledge, they have more fame, they have beautiful women, they have better enjoyment. But one who has even a glimpse of understanding of the truth simply pities with tears the misfortune of everyone who is bereft of Krishna. Just like a drunkard who's so intoxicated, he's laying in the gutter. His body's a bloody mess. But because he's so thoroughly intoxicated with strong liquors, he's actually laughing and thinking he's happy. When you have a whole civilization of such intoxicated people laying in the filthy gutters with their heads cut open, those who are really intoxicated are thinking they're so happy. Those who are a little sober realize that they're suffering. Now, amongst such a civilization within the ditch of drunkards, some drunkards are envious of others. He has better facilities. They might even fight over their bottle, fight over a woman. Yes, thinking you have something better than me. But for an actual sober person, he sees that they're all miserable. They're all miserable. Their so-called happiness is just due to an intoxication that they can't even understand their miserable situation. So really, becoming Krishna conscious means becoming sober. Acharya Upashanam. When we hear from Guru, we see things actually as they are. What does that mean? We see like this. That everyone who is bereft of Krishna is suffering. Their hearts are starving. Their souls are utterly lonely and deserted. But they're so intoxicated by the three modes of material nature and the false ego that some of them think they're happy. And they're even envious. And they're even fighting wars, putting so much energy of their precious human existence, trying to usurp another's property. Useless, futile existence. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have come to give this treasure of love of God. They have come to give the fruit of Krishna prema and distribute it freely. The only price is one's faith, one's willingness to accept it. Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Dinahina yata chilo harinamu dharilo thara sakshi jagai madhai. That the great benediction that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda gave to the world is the holy name. The holy name has the power to kill all the demons within our hearts and awaken our unnatural, original Krishna consciousness. In previous avatars, the Supreme Personality of God had descended and killed demons. Let us take the fall of giant Vijay as an example. They were cursed to take birth 3 times as demons, and not ordinary demons. First there was Hiranyakashipu. He caused so many offenses. Nobody could possibly defeat him. Even the demigods, they trembled in fear when he simply raised his eyebrow. That's potency. Now I see many of you are raising eyebrows. And nobody could care less. But when Hiranyakashipu just raised one eyebrow, Indra, Vayu, Agni, Surya, they trembled in fear. They had to pray to Vishnu, only you can save us. So the Lord descended as Lord Narasimhadev and ripped him to pieces with his nails. And his brother Hiranyaksha was just as bad. He was plundering all directions. He challenged Varuna to battle, and Varuna just admitted, it's not a match. There's no use. The only one who's a match for you is the Supreme Lord, who has appeared as a boar, Varahadev. He's a match. Go fight him. So the Lord descended as Varaha Avatar. And with his tusk, he pierced Hiranyaksha. And with his hoof, he hit him behind his ear. And Hiranyaksha fell dead, like a banana tree uprooted by a strong wind. Then these two special persons appeared as Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Now, we know about Kumbhakarna. He was too much to even try to describe. When he was an infant baby, you know, most infants, they want to put something in their mouth. You have seen? Well, Kumbhakarna was like that also. But he wanted to put everything in everyone. Everyone in his mouth. He would just, as he was growing up, he would just grab people and eat them. He would grab elephants and eat them. He would grab anything and eat. Powerful. And he went and performed 10,000 years of tapasya. And when it came to the, Brahma came down to give him whatever benediction, because as a demigod, he must give the benediction. But the devatas told Brahma, I mean, he's already consuming the universe. He has no benedictions. If you give him any other benedictions, everything is finished. So they made a plan where the goddess of speech, yes? Brahma said, any benediction you like, you can ask. So the goddess of speech jumped on his tongue and said, I want to go to sleep. And Brahma said, so be it. That's all. And Kumbhakarna, what just happened? I did tens and thousands of years of tapasya and I asked to go to sleep? So he was only awake just a short time every year, and he would just consume just mountains of flesh and blood. So who could stand behind such a
ghastly monster in battle. Even when Ramchandra saw him towering so high, he asked Vibhishan, "Who and what is that?" And Vibhishan replied, "That is my brother. His name is Kumbhakarna. He's very, very powerful." So Ramchandra, in his battle, even the monkeys, Kumbhakarna, the Vanara army of the monkeys were attacking him. He was just grabbing with his hands, like hundreds at a time, and just stuffing in his mouth and just chewing on them to death. That was too much. All the other monkeys just ran away. I mean, getting hit by arrows and hit by clubs, Kshatriyas can tolerate that. But seeing your comrades being eaten alive, it's too much. So ultimately, Ram, he had to cut off his legs with his arrows, cut off his arms with his arrows, fill his mouth with arrows, then cut off his head. It was the arrow of Ram that ultimately ended the life of Kumbhakarna. And his elder brother, Dasamukhya, also known as Ravana, he was very powerful. The demigods feared him. No human being can possibly stand before him. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with even his ordinary arrows, had no effect on Ravana. He cut off his heads, they grew back. He cut off his arms, they grew back. It was that arrow that was given by Agastya Muni, yes? In Panchavati, Agastya Muni gave him that arrow. That arrow was the most powerful arrow in creation. And he had to chant a special mantra to give it extra power. With that arrow, Sri Ramchandra pierced his heart and caused the demise of Ravana. And then they appeared again as Shishupal and Dantavakra. Shishupal, very envious person. He was a wonderful example of one who takes great pleasure in blasphemy. For him, blasphemy was like nectar. And ultimately, his blasphemy became so intolerable and outrageous for all the devotees that Krishna severed his head with his Sudarshan Chakra. And Dantavakra, who was the personification of anger, was roaring, attacking Krishna. And Krishna with his club, yes? Broke his heart. So these Jai and Vijay took birth in these three forms, six forms. And the weapons of the Supreme Personality of Godhead killed him. When Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda appeared, it appears to me that Jai and Vijay must have volunteered for an extra birth. But they came again. The same personalities, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Hiranyakashipu, they appeared as Jagai and Madhai. And in this story we can understand what is the special unique mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. That with the weapon of Harinam, they didn't kill the bodies of these demons, but they killed the demoniac propensities within their hearts and awarded them prema bhakti, pure unalloyed devotional service. How that story took place, I would like to briefly share with you today. Viva! One day, unexpectedly, Lord Chaitanya gave an order to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. He said, "Listen, listen, O Nityananda. Listen, O Haridas. In every respect, please follow the order that I will now give you. Go to every home with this request. Please chant Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and tell others about Krishna. Don't tell them anything else. Make them chant, and at the end of every day, come back and give me a report. Beg them to chant. If anyone will not chant, then with the chakra in my hand, I will cut them apart." Hearing this order, the circle of Vaishnavas smiled. Who has the power to disobey Lord Chaitanya's order? So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, taking this order on their heads, they went into the town of Navadvip without any discrimination. They went house to house, marketplace to marketplace, person to person, whoever they saw, with folded palms, they would beg them to chant the holy names. This is incredible. We know the story of Balaram. When Romaharshan Sukta, that egoistic rascal, offended, he took a blade of grass and touched his heart and murdered him. Killed him with a blade of grass. But as Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram, took the blade of grass between his teeth, which is the sign of ultimate humility, and fell at the feet of Romaharshan Sutas and begged them with tears of compassion in his eyes, "Please, please, chant the holy names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your real wealth. Krishna is your very life and soul. Please take the name of Krishna." And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, such love in his heart, anyone who accepted this order of Lord Chaitanya, that person became Lord Nityananda Prabhu's very life and soul. He would embrace them. He would honor them. He would practically worship them. As Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu traveled throughout Navadvip on this mission, they received varieties of reactions. Sometimes they would go to someone's home, and here is Lord Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu. It's unfathomable. A mere expansion of an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Balaram is Karunodakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu. He gets all his power from Balaram. Yes? And simply by exhaling, he creates the whole cosmic manifestation. Simply by inhaling, he destroys the entire cosmos. Yes? Simply by one glance, he impregnates the whole material energy with living entities. And here is that personality, with folded hands, on his knees, with straw between his teeth, begging just some ordinary person, "Please take the name of Krishna. And if they wouldn't, sometimes, as Lochan Das Thakur is describing, he would, with tears of compassion, he would roll in the dust like a beautiful golden mountain, begging. I've come as a beggar. The only alms I ask of you is please just take the name of Krishna. Those who were fortunate, immediately their hearts melted. They accepted the name of Krishna. They made the chanting of Krishna's names their very life and soul. Nityananda Prabhu would then embrace them and they would achieve the ultimate perfection of life. But others, when they saw Haridas and Nityananda, they simply criticized. They would spread nasty rumors. What kind of sannyasis are these going around begging like this? We've never seen anything. Why house to house? Actually, they're thieves. They're just going to the house to look to see what's inside, and then at night they're going to come and rob you. So don't open your door. These people are crazy. These people are mad. This Nimai Pandit, he's become mad and he's making everybody mad. They've lost all their sense. So it's not that everyone accepted. They were being abused. They were being blasphemed. They were being rejected. But so much compassion. They just kept going door to door, bathing ghat to bathing ghat, person to person with this message. What a great wonder. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma, very exalted person, rolling in the dust, begging just some ordinary person, a housewife, a student, take the name of Krishna. This was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order to them. While they were roaming throughout the town, they happened to see an extraordinary sight. There was a large crowd of people who were quite a long distance away from a spectacle that was very extraordinary. There were these two gigantic drunken men. And they were pulling each other's hair and punching each other, falling on the ground with very, very deep roar. They were making horrible sounds. Practically every word from their mouth was obscene. And people were watching from a distance. Nityananda Prabhu really took interest in them. He asked somebody, "Who are they?" And one of the townspeople said, "Jagai and Madhai." They were born in very exalted, respectable Brahmin families. But since their very early childhood, due to bad association, they have been criminals. There is no sin do not perform every day. They're constantly eating the flesh of cows. Day and night, drunk on strong intoxicating liquors. They rape women. They rob people's homes. They burn homes down. They kill people indiscriminately. They've killed countless Brahmins. countless innocent women, even widows. They killed Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, even Chandalas. There's no end to their sins. And the whole town of Navadvip is in great fear of Jagai and Madai. Nobody could rest in peace because nobody knows when they will be consumed and their house will be burnt down by these demons. When Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he actually became very happy. He said to Haridas Thakur that they are the proper candidates for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. If we can get Jagai and Madhai to chant the holy names and become Vaishnavas, then our Lord, who is Patita Pavana, His glories will be spread throughout the entire universe. Now, Haridas, the Lord did tell us that whoever we meet, whoever we see, that we should give them this message. So let us go. Let us instruct them. And Haridas Thakur replied to Nityananda Prabhu, whatever you desire, Lord Chaitanya will certainly fulfill that desire. So they walked right up to Jagai and Madhai. As they were walking, the townspeople were warning them again and again, don't go near them, you fools. You don't know what crazy thing you're doing. You'll never survive. Nobody approaches Jagai and Madhai. Listen to us, or you will lose your life. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, smiling, went right up to Jagai and Madhai. Nityananda Prabhu, with folded hands, began to speak. He said, my dear brothers, please hear my prayer. Chant the holy name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak to others about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the treasure of your life. Krishna is the very life and soul. Give up your sinful activities. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended with this message. Chant the holy names of Krishna. No one had ever tried to instruct Jagai and Madhai to give up their sins and become pure devotees. This was outrageous. Jagai and Madhai's eyes became red with anger. They stared at Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur for a few moments. Then, in uncontrollable rage, they yelled, catch them! Catch them! And they ran. Nityananda and Haridas Thakur realized that they were in trouble. So Nityananda Prabhu immediately started running away and Haridas Thakur ran behind him. According to Vrindavan Das Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were running in fear. And they were running fast, and Jagai Madhai was right behind them, chasing. Catch them! Kill them! Catch them! Kill them! And they were running and running and running and running. And as they were running, the townspeople were saying, the blasphemous people, we warned you! We told you, you crazy fools! Now you're going to die because you didn't listen to us. And the pious townspeople were weeping and crying out, Krishna, protect them! Krishna, protect them from Jagai and Madhai! As they were running, Nityananda Prabhu said to Haridas, if we live through this, we will be good Vaishnavas indeed. And Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, why do you talk? because of your ideas, we are running to our death. Because you thought it would be good to teach these drunkards about Lord Krishna, our lives are about to end. As they were speaking, they were both laughing very happily while they were running. And meanwhile, Jagai and Maida were chasing and just screaming out insults toward them. The two thieves said, "Brothers, why are you running? Why do you flee from Jagai and Madhai today? You don't understand the true nature of Jagai and Madhai. You misjudged us." We kept running to kill them. But because Jagai and Madhai were quite fat from eating so much meat and drinking so much liquor, they couldn't keep up with Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu. Hearing these words, the two devotees continued to run in fear. Haridas and Nityananda were crying out, "Krishna, save us! Krishna, save us! Govinda!" Then Haridas Thakur said, "Aware that I am with such a troublemaker, I do not have any power to continue running. Lord Krishna protected me from the Muslims, but because of a certain troublemaker's ideas, I will now lose my life." Lord Nityananda said, "I am not a troublemaker. Look inside your heart. Your master, he is the troublemaker. Even though he's a Brahmin, your master gives orders as if he were a king. It's because of his order that we're going from house to house saying these things. I have never heard anyone else give these orders. He tells us, go to the thieves and sinners and give them Krishna Prema. If we don't follow his order, then everything is lost. If we do follow his order, everything is still lost. You don't think your master is at fault? We should both say, I'm at fault." In this way, they continued running and running and running, and ultimately, Jagai and Madhai, they just fell to the ground. They could not keep up. But they were so eager to kill somebody and beat somebody that they had to dovetail that propensity, and they started beating each other. They were scratching each other and punching each other and pulling each other's hair and obscene words of chastisement to each other. So that evening, according to Lord Chaitanya's order, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur met Lord Chaitanya at his home to give a report of their Sankirtan activities. And they explained how they had met this Jagai and Madhai. And Jagai and Madhai, two very, very horrible criminals. They tried to kill us, so we had to run away for our lives. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much concerned. He asked, "Someone tell me, who is this Jagai and Madhai?" So Gangadas Pandit and Srivats Thakur, they explained. They were born in very, very respectable pure Brahmin family. For generations and generations, their family members were very pious, very pure in their lifestyles, and they had these sons, Jagadananda, Madhavananda. From their earliest childhood, due to bad association, they became corrupt. Addicted to every kind of sinful activity. So much so that their loving parents and family members rejected them from their family. Every day, They burn people's homes. They rob homes. They steal. They kill. They rape. And they're always intoxicated. And practically the only thing they'll eat is the flesh and blood of cows and other animals. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard that Nityananda Prabhu decided that they should be delivered, the Lord said, they will become great Vaishnavas. Meanwhile, Haridas Thakur was speaking to his very, very dear old friend, Advaitacharya, about what it's like being on a Sankirtan party with Nityananda Prabhu. He said, it's very difficult. It's not only dangerous, but it's embarrassing. Sometimes he'll just go into some person's house and start stealing their milk and butter like a little boy. But he's a grown man. That's the problem. And then the owner of the house will come out with a stick. And I'll have to fall at his feet and beg him to forgive. Other times he'll see a little girl. He'll see a nice girl and say, marry me. Other times, he'll just start milking somebody's cow and drinking the milk. Other times, he plays games and insults somebody, and then they come with a stick to beat him. And when they see he runs away, when they see that I'm his associate, they beat me. Sometimes during the monsoon season, he goes to the river Ganga, and he jumps right into a group of man-eating crocodiles and grabs their tails and rides on them. And today, he approached Jagai and Mahai, two drunken murderers, and went right to their face and told them to chant the holy names of Krishna. They chased after us to kill us. It's only by your grace, Advaita Prabhu, that I'm still alive. And Advaita Prabhu replied, he said, it is no surprise, because drunkards like to associate with other drunkards. Nityananda Prabhu was always intoxicated, drunk, under the nectar of love of Krishna. So it should not be surprised that he likes to be with other drunkards. When Advaitacharya heard about the preaching activities of Nityananda Prabhu, he actually started dancing in ecstasy. He was so much ecstatic that his clothes fell off and he didn't even know it. He was just dancing and dancing and crying. And then he said to Haridas Thakur, you will see, within a couple days, Jagai and Madhai will become pure-hearted devotees and they will be in our Sankirtan party chanting the Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Jagai and Madhai would sometimes stay near the bank of the Jamuna. And on one occasion, they were not far from Lord Chaitanya's house in Srivasangam. And one, they would be up all night, drunk. And one night, they were hearing the kirtan, the mridanga, the kartals, the singing of the holy names. And they were actually enjoying it. They were... just the sound of the mridanga would make them start dancing around, and then they take another drink. the sound of the cartels would make them start dancing around, and he would take another drink. And the next day, they saw Lord Gauranga walking to the Ganga to take his bath. And they cried out, "Oh, Nimai! We very much enjoyed your songs in praise of Durga Devi last night." Lord Chaitanya wouldn't go near them. He just turned the other way. In fact, nobody would go near them. In the whole town of Nadia, people were so fearful of Jagaya Madhai that if anyone wanted to go to the Ganga to take bath, they would go with at least 10 or 20 people with them, just in case Jagaya Madhai were in the area. They really just wreaked fear in the whole town. So one night, actually it was in the evening, during the early evening time, Nityananda Prabhu alone was just roaming around. He was like a little boy. He would just roam from place to place, inducing anyone he would see to chant the holy names of the Lord. So he happened to come right up to Jagai and Madhai. Now they were shocked. Here was someone that they chased throughout the town to kill, and this person is walking right up to them? And he always had the same message. Please, chant the holy names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Teach others about Krishna. Make Krishna your life and soul, and you will become my life and soul. Jagai and Madhai were shocked. They asked him, "Who are you?" Nityananda Prabhu said, "My name is Avadhut." Madhai, overwhelmed with uncontrolled anger and hatred, picked up a pot and with his powerful arm crashed that pot upon Nityananda Prabhu's head. Profuse blood fell from his head, soaking his face, soaking his clothes. But Nityananda Prabhu was not concerned with his physical pain. He was concerned with the pain in his heart. Out of love and compassion for Madhai, he said, "My dear brother, I do not mind that you have hit my head, but what I really do mind is you're addicted to sin. You're in ignorance. You are deprived of the great jewel of Krishna Bhakti. Please take the name of Krishna." This further outraged Madhai. He picked up the pot and was about another pot and was about to hit him again with the intention to kill him. At that point, seeing the compassion and the love of Nityananda Prabhu, Jagai's heart melted. He stopped Madhai. He said, "No, do not hit this saint again. Look at him. He's our well-wisher. He loves us. Nobody loves us. Don't hit him." Meanwhile, the townspeople went and informed Lord Chaitanya of what has taken place. He was anger personified. Now try to understand, Krishna is the origin of everything. Janmadyasa yataha. The absolute truth is him from whom everything emanates. So you've seen people who are angry in this world. That anger is simply an infinitesimal part and parcel of the power of Krishna's anger. Hare Krishna. We have seen it in Lord Narasingha Dev. Well, that same anger was manifested in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone insulted the Lord personally, he would very humbly accept and forgive. But if anyone offended his devotee, he became like fire. He ran to the scene. He was burning in anger. His eyes, Prabhupada explained, were like two glowing red-hot coals staring at Jagai and Madai. He cried, "Chakra! Chakra!" Within a moment, Sudarshan Chakra appeared. On his finger, Jagai and Madhai could see the Sudarshan Chakra blazing like thousands of suns. They saw the unlimited anger of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were facing death personified. Jagai and Madhai begged for mercy. And Mahaprabhu, he said, "You have caused blood to fall from my Nityananda. Today, you will be destroyed." At that moment, Lord Nityananda Prabhu came between Lord Chaitanya and Jagai and Madhai. And he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, "Please, please, let them be my property. Let me take responsibility for them. If you kill them, then you might as well kill everybody. Because in this age of Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less like Jagai and Madhai. We have descended in this incarnation to kill the demoniac propensities within people's hearts through the holy name. Please forgive them. If I have performed any pious credits in my life, please let it go to forgiving them." Nityananda Prabhu begged. He said, "Actually, he may have hit me in the head, but it doesn't hurt. It was a slight mistake. I feel no pain. Please forgive him." And besides that, Jagai, he stopped Madhai. He saved my life. Those were the words that changed Lord Chaitanya's heart. As soon as he heard that Jagai rendered that service to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya gave up his chakra and embraced Jagai. He said, "You have protected my Nityananda. Therefore, I give you Krishna Prem." When he embraced Jagai, Jagai's heart overflooded with love of Krishna. He fell to the ground unconscious. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then placed his lotus foot over Jagai's heart. And when Jagai came back to consciousness, he saw Lord Chaitanya manifesting a four-arm form, holding the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. Jagai had attained the supreme perfection because he rendered that service to Nityananda Prabhu. Now it is said by Vrindavan Das Thakur that Jagai and Madhai, they were like one soul in two bodies. So when Madhai saw that Jagai is in ecstasy, and the Sudarshan, he's in ecstasy of love of God, and the Sudarshan chakra is just about to cut off his head, he began to speak very sincerely. He said, "My Lord," said, "whatever I've done, he has done also." We've done everything together throughout our life. Every sin, we've done it together. So if you're going to forgive him and give him this ecstasy, then give it to me also, please. Lord Chaitanya turned with great anger to Madhai. He said, you have offended Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, your only salvation is to fall at his feet and beg for his forgiveness. So Madhai, with a very sincere and desperate state of mind, he fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and begged forgiveness with tears of repentance. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Lord Nityananda, he will be forgiven and he will be cleansed of his offenses and all of his sins only if you embrace him. Sri Nityananda Prabhu personally picked up Madhai and embraced him. Embraced him with genuine love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then instructed Jagai and Madhai that you must give up all your sins forevermore. They took that vow to give up all sinful activities. And you keep the association of my devotees and always chant the holy names. That is all. They accepted Lord Chaitanya's instructions. And thus, Jagai and Madhai's hearts were completely cleansed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Jagai and Madhai, now, come to my house for Sankirtan. When Jagai and Madhai arrived at Lord Chaitanya's house, what a beautiful scene they saw. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting. On one side was Nityananda Prabhu. On the other side was Gadadhar. Sitting in front of Lord Chaitanya was Advaitacharya. And all the other associates were there. There was Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, Sri Nidhi, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Suklambar Brahmachari, Gopinath, Acharya. And there was Kolavecha Sridhar and Murari Gupta and Budhimanta Khan. They were all assembled together. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them to begin kirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke to all the devotees. He said, please know that Jagai and Madhai are now pure Vaishnavas. Never ever think about what they did in the past, because it has no relationship to this to them anymore. Do not be in any way holding any bad thoughts against them, because I have accepted all of their sins. And I will prove this to you. He touched Jagai and Madhai. And upon touching them, Lord Chaitanya's body became black with all the sins of Jagai and Madhai. Lord Chaitanya asked, what do you see? Devotees were very much trembling to see the sight. The beautiful golden form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became deep black from taking all the sins of Jagai and Madhai in his own body. But Advaitacharya jokingly said, I see the beautiful blackish form of Krishna from Gokul. Then Lord Chaitanya said, now start kirtan. And through the chanting of the holy name, I will be relieved of all of these sins. And where will the sins go? The sins will go to whomever blasphemes the Vaishnavas. So they began kirtan, and they were dancing and dancing and dancing together. It was such a spontaneous kirtan. Lord Chaitanya's original beautiful golden form resumed, and the devotees, actually Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, were dancing together.